Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to Tweet to Lead a New Podcast, where we chat about realistic leadership theories. On today's podcast, we are going to be talking about the power of youth development, having their perspective when it comes down to belonging. Belonging is so important when it comes down to young people's voices and amplifying their voices. I'm all for it. I'm all for having youth at the table, having their voices there, knowing that they are the now. Future, not the future, but the now. And so bringing them together and knowing that they belong in these spaces as well is so important. And so as we delve into the context of belonging, it's a concept that holds immense significance in our lives, shaping our identity, our relationship, and our dreams. When it comes down to young people, I'm still young. I am not going to take myself out of that context. I am 27. I was supposed to say 17. No, I'm 27 years old. And as I reflect on my youthful journey, being able to be in spaces has found me being very fortunate to get into these spaces. But did I have to knock on some doors? Yeah. I had to knock on some doors. Sometimes I had to prove myself if I was worthy enough to be inside those spaces. Sometimes I had to show my skills, show my passion, build trust with organizations and leaders in order to do that. Youth belong in different spaces. And actually, I had the opportunity in co-creating a community of practice called the Nova Scotia Youth Focus Community of Practice, where we invite service providers and youthful employers who would love to engage in how to serve young people in the workplace. And through that initiative, I got the opportunity to share and to be able to learn from others and invite other people who want to actually learn from young people. It's really important to bring young people to the center of the table because they have so much ideas, they have so much creative works. Bringing international students, I talk about that a lot, international youth, and knowing that they belong into these spaces as well, it gives them the exposure to want to do more, to want to develop more with other organizations, and also helps them to see other global perspectives. I think about when it comes down to belonging isn't just a desire. It's the fundamental human need to influence our mental well-being, how we engage with the world around us. And when it comes down to young people, they want to be influenced. They want to be in spaces that's going to allow them to speak, allow them to feel free, allow them to feel that they belong there, allow them to just speak out loud. And you know, young people, they are loud sometimes. They are rage at sometimes. Because they're angry. They may be angry on an issue. They may be upset. And we should not take those upsetness for like jokes or anything. We should take them for reflection. Reflect on what's going on mentally or well-being-wise for that young person and why they are seeing that as an important topic to them. Don't dismiss the topic. Don't dismiss the issue. Don't dismiss the matter, because it's going to show them that, oh, does my matter really matter? Oh, then they're not going to speak up. And I feel like some organizations and some people, they want young people to speak up, but they want the young people at the table, but they're not creating those spaces for youth to be to that table. And I'm here to talk about it. I'm going to be inviting people, youth, from different perspectives on our conversations this year. And I'm going to be having the Michel Jean Foundation's Black Canadian Summit. There's so much people that I'm going to bring onto this podcast that's going to amplify this youthful perspective when it comes down to this. So when we talk about that influence, we talk about bringing the influential youthful leaders who are currently advocates and who are currently at the table. I'm so happy to bring on some amazing people in the coming months. So stay tuned to that. And we have to know how to bring youth. Youth is all we got. There are so much challenges that I've faced during my journey as a young person. Sometimes I talk about this. I don't think I've talked about this on my podcast, but growing up in high school, I got a prestigious role as a head boy. I think it's like a student leadership boy role, I would say. It's a British way of calling it a head boy, head leader of the school. And there were leaders who, teachers, I would say, who didn't want me in that role. They didn't want, they tried to talk negative about me, but I didn't allow that to stop me. And so for every young person who's listening to this episode, don't allow no one to dictate who you are. Don't allow no one to dictate that you are not worth it, because you are worth it. You have what it takes. You are that champion of change. You are that person who's going to push forward. You are that leader. You are that person. You are that change maker. And I can't wait to bring on some amazing change makers from the Fuel organization, Erica Porter, who is in the amazing Toronto. I can't wait to talk to her about this amazing initiative that she's doing to amplify. We need more organizations that are amplifying young people's voices. And the organizations like the Michael Jean Foundation and Fuel, which is a local startup organization that recently started, they're doing amazing ways to bring organizations, to bring youth, sorry, at the table to where they want to go. And when we talk about the future we envision for young people to belong, we talk about being supportive. We talk about having that vision of invitation, sending young people and compensating them for their worth. I talked about something on my LinkedIn about this year should be a year where you compensate youth for their inputs. Compensate them if you're inviting them on a panel. Compensate them if you want to, if you're bringing them into perspective, because you do that for other speakers, you do that for other panel persons and celebrities, we call them. And so when we're bringing young people at the table, it's so important to have them compensated in this way. And that's a whole different topic by itself when it comes down to that. And so, yeah. So talking about having youthful perspective, young people are the now. They are the now. And I want you to leave with that thought. And I will see you at the next episode. Have a good one.